I want to ask you a question. What happens when a glass is full? Easy. It overflows and its contents spill out. Well, this can also happen in a marine protected area. Believe me, I've seen it with my own two eyes. Want to know more? Well, the more an area is protected, the more easily the habitats are restored and the more rapidly the natural populations develop. Ecosystems and species have an astonishing ability to rebalance themselves and regenerate after deterioration or overexploitation. So very quickly, there are too many animals in the MPAs. It's a housing crisis for certain species. Obviously, the areas bordering the marine protected area get colonised, and that has a positive impact. Like the Columbretus MPA at the mouth of the Ebro Delta in Spain, where lobsters and high commercial value fish occupy the edges of the site, much to the delight of fishermen. Or in Torre Guaceto in the Adriatic Sea, where the eggs of offsprings of the adult sea breams of the MPA are dispersed through a more than 100-kilometre, 62.1-mile radius. This overflow or dispersal effect coming from a marine protected area is great, but there are other benefits, such as the reappearance of very large fish specimens and the lack of an escape reflex when a diver is in view. So peaceful cohabitation between man and nature is actually possible.